Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I titled this The Important. Most of us are swallowed up in urgency. You, like me, probably rolled out of bed this morning and there were 99 people that had 99 things that they each needed from you. And somehow we start our days with this incredibly urgent sense of everything we have to get done. Over in the book of Ephesians, Paul writes in chapter 5, beginning in verse 15, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time." Now, if you agree that your marriage relationship is important, then what would you like to do to enhance it? Would a daily time where you pray together be helpful? Would a date night each week be good? How about making sure that you take care of a time for maybe a marriage enrichment weekend, or deciding what would be profitable and take time to do the important? Because we tend to make sure that in our urgent lives, those things that we believe are most important, we take care of. Have you ever been in one of those situations where you had at least two separate things pulling at you, maybe 10, and in the back of your mind you're thinking, I need to take care of this because it's so important, but honestly, I have to go do this, and you're torn. I say make time because if you don't put it into your schedule, it's not going to happen. Saying yes to the important might mean saying no to less important. For example, setting aside a daily time for you to be able to spend uninterrupted time to hear from the Lord, like in our weekday meditation, that is vitally important, but you might find yourself having to rush in the morning. You don't get that done. And I would say that if it's important to you, then you find those 5 or 6 minutes at a time when you say, I'm not going to go to lunch with everybody. I'm going to stay back and spend this time, or I'm going to walk out of the building and take 6 minutes to focus and center my thoughts on the things the Lord believes are important. You know, in my marriage, one of the things that has made a massive difference is trying to focus on being fully present when we're together. And I'm not good at it because I'm one of those people who believes you can multitask. But this passage from Ephesians 5 encourages us to be wise in how we use our limited time and to make the best use of it. You know, you've heard people say that time is like money, but that's not true. Yes, it is valuable. Yes, the scriptures teach us to treat it like treasure. But when you lose money, you can make it again. When you lose time, it is gone forever. You must manage your time well in order to accomplish the important. So maybe today your prayer might be something like, Father, it's way too easy for me to be stuck in the way that I usually do things, and it's way too easy to forget about the things that are really important, especially those things that are important to you. God, would you put before me today a priority of spending time with you and with those that matter most as a gift that you've given to me? And would you help me set a plan in place so that I will always be about those things that are important first and foremost to you? My friend, let me read that passage again quickly. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time. My friend, make the best use of your time this day. God bless you. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. And I hope you'll jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, and join us there as well. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.